Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we're going deep into the world of heavy metal fashion.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we'll be looking at how one musician is making a statement with, a pretty unexpected material,
Okay.
latex.
Latex. Interesting.
Yeah, you might think of latex as something you'd see in maybe more, specialized settings.
Right.
But Sonia Anubis, she's the guitarist for the band Cobra Spell.
Okay.
She is bringing latex to the heavy metal stage, and it's definitely turning heads.
Wow, that's a bold choice.
It is, and our source for this deep dive is an article from Latex 2047, which is a website that's dedicated to all things latex
Oh,
fashion.
wow. So like a whole website about latex fashion.
A whole website, yeah.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah, so.
So I guess what's the big deal about Sonia Anubis wearing latex? Is it just about shock value or is there more to it?
Well, she's not just wearing latex. She's making it like a core part of her stage persona,
Yeah,
you
fair.
know? And she's doing it with a confidence that's really challenging those traditional ideas of what heavy metal fashion should look like.
I see. That's really interesting.
Yeah, and there's even more to it than that. So Sonia's from the Netherlands.
Okay.
And get this, the Netherlands has like a huge latex fashion scene.
Really?
Yeah, over 30 brands and designers.
Wow, I never would have guessed that. Like the Netherlands and latex fashion don't really
I
seem
know, nah.
go together in my mind.
It's surprising, but it kind of makes sense when you think about it. The Netherlands has this long history of, being really socially liberal and progressive.
Right.
So maybe that's why a fashion choice like latex is, thriving
Oh,
there.
that's an interesting connection. I mean, it suggests that her fashion isn't just about personal preference, right?
Right.
Like it could be rooted in her cultural background.
Exactly. I mean, the Netherlands has always been this hub for design and innovation, and it seems like that's reflected in Sonia's approach to fashion, too.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how is this Dutch influence showing up in her actual stage outfits? What is she wearing?
So the article mentions that she's rocking pieces from this London-based latex brand
Oh, cool.
called Libidex. Have you heard of them?
Libidex. The name rings a bell, but I can't place it.
Well, one of the standout pieces that she wears is called the Princess Catsuit.
The Princess Catsuit? Okay, I got to hear more about this.
Yeah, it's pretty
I
awesome.
bet it is. So tell me what makes it so special. What's
So
it look like?
it's a great example of how latex can be both edgy and elegant at the same time.
Right.
Libidex is known for their attention to detail and their tailoring, and this catsuit really shows that off.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, the high leg cut and those tailored seams, create this really streamlined silhouette that's both powerful and feminine.
Wow, it sounds like a far cry from those stereotypical images of latex that you usually see.
Definitely.
Like, it's not just about being provocative, it's about style. Interesting. So she's really carefully curating her look then, huh? Choosing pieces that reflect both her style and her background.
It seems that way. And the article also highlights another piece that she wears called the Entropy bodysuit.
The Entropy bodysuit? Okay.
Yeah, and that one is by a Ukrainian brand called Anosis.
Ukrainian brand. Wow, so she's really going global with this.
She is.
So what about this bodysuit? What makes it stand out?
Well, it has this really intricate design, and it's like this complex interplay of lines and cutouts, and it creates this sense of both structure and fluidity.
Wow, so it's not just like a plain latex bodysuit.
Oh, no, definitely not.
There's a lot more going on.
Definitely.
That's cool. And it shows how global latex fashion really is, right? Like you've got designers from all over the world creating amazing pieces.
Yeah, and they're all pushing those boundaries with this material.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, when you think of latex, you don't always think about the creativity and the diversity of it all.
Right. Like you might picture certain things, but Sonia is clearly showing that it can be so much more.
Absolutely. She's like elevating it to this high fashion level, you know, showing that it could be sophisticated and artistic and even kind of avant-garde.
Definitely. And it's a bold move, especially in a genre like heavy metal, which often has a pretty specific aesthetic.
That's true. Heavy metal has its own look for sure. So how does this fit in? Like, is she trying to change the way we see heavy metal fashion or what?
That's where it gets really interesting for me because heavy metal has always been about pushing boundaries, right? Both musically and visually.
Right.
But usually that's expressed through, leather and studs and denim.
Yeah.
So Sonia's use of latex is like a whole new chapter.
Yeah, it really is. It's like she's saying, hey, heavy metal can be this too.
Exactly.
And it makes you wonder, is she doing this on purpose? Like, is she consciously trying to redefine heavy metal style, or is this just her being her and expressing her own vision?
Yeah.
It's hard to say, but either way, it's definitely starting a conversation about what's acceptable and what's edgy and what's truly expressive in a genre that can be known for its, you know, strict visual codes.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really fascinating case study.
It is.
And we'll dive even deeper after the break, so stay tuned. Yeah, it really makes you wonder where she'll go from here. Heavy metal has this history of, you know, really strong visual statements, like think about Kiss and their theatricalities, or like the leather and studs of Judas Priest.
Right. Those looks are totally iconic, but they also kind of reinforce a certain image of what heavy metal's supposed to be.
Exactly.
But with Sony choosing latex, it's almost like she's saying, I can be powerful and edgy and feminine, and I don't have to fit any mold of what a heavy metal musician's supposed to look like.
And it's not even just the look, right? I mean, latex as a material has its own unique properties.
Oh, for sure.
It's form-fitting, and it can be shiny or matte, and it's got, you know, a certain texture that other fabrics just don't have.
You're right. The technical stuff about latex is really fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that it can be made from natural rubber or, like, synthetic materials?
No, I didn't know that.
Natural latex has a certain feel and drape, while synthetic latex is more durable and less likely to get damaged.
Interesting.
And the process of making it is super complex. You know, there's molding and dipping and vulcanization to get those shapes and textures.
So it's not as simple as just, you know, putting on a piece of rubber. There's an art to it.
Definitely. There's a lot of skill and craftsmanship that goes into these latex garments.
Wow. And the designers that Sonia's wearing are, like, at the forefront of that.
Right. We talked about Libidex and their tailoring, but there are others who are really pushing the boundaries.
Oh, yeah. Like how?
Well, some are layering latex to get different textures and patterns.
Cool.
While others are incorporating metal hardware or even LED lights.
Wow, that's incredible. It's a whole world of fashion that most people probably don't even realize is out there. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder if Sonia's visibility could actually get other people interested in latex. Not just in heavy metal, but, you know, everywhere.
It's possible. Fashion is often shaped by people who dare to be different.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, think about David Bowie, his androgynous look, or Madonna always changing up her image.
Right.
They pushed boundaries and inspired so many people to do the same, so Sonia could have a similar impact. Maybe she'll open up all these possibilities for musicians and fans alike.
It's really cool to think about those ripple effects, but let's get back to Sonia and heavy metal specifically. Do you think her fashion choices are going over well with the heavy metal community?
It's probably a mixed bag, honestly. Heavy metal, you know, has this rebellious spirit. But it can also be pretty traditional.
Yeah, that's true.
Some fans might see those latex outfits and think she's betraying the genre's look, while others might think it's awesome that she's shaking things up.
I imagine there's a generational thing going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, younger fans who are maybe more used to seeing gender fluidity and different styles might be more open to Sonia's choices.
That's a great point. It'd be interesting to see how different groups within the heavy metal audience are reacting to her fashion. It could show us how open the genre is to evolving and accepting new ideas.
It makes me think about what it means for women in heavy metal, too. You know, it's a genre that's been mostly dominated by men.
Yeah, both on stage and in the audience. And like a lot of genres, it has those old ideas about how women should look and sound.
Right. Some female artists have felt pressured to fit into a certain image, whether it's hyper-feminine or overly aggressive.
Right. Like,
but Sonia seems to be doing her own thing.
Yeah, she is.
She's wearing latex, which can be seen as both powerful and feminine, and she's doing it on her terms. It's like she's saying, I'm a woman, I'm a heavy metal musician, and I'm a fashion icon, and I'm not apologizing for any of it.
That's a powerful message, and it goes beyond just heavy metal. It's about being yourself, expressing yourself, and not letting society put you in a box. That's something everyone can relate to.
For sure. And the fact that she's choosing to wear latex on stage gives this unique fashion a whole new level of visibility.
Right. It's showing latex to a whole new audience, people who might have never thought about it before.
Exactly.
And it's starting conversations about fashion and identity and how cultural norms change.
Right. And who knows, maybe it'll inspire others to be more daring and more themselves when it comes to their own fashion choices.
That would be amazing.
You know, Danny, we started talking about Sonia Anubis and what she's wearing, but this has become about so much more.
It really is. Like, who would have thought one topic could lead to all these different discussions?
Right. And for you listening out there, I hope this has given you a new way to think about fashion. You know how it can challenge those norms and get people talking and just let people express themselves.
Absolutely.
And we learned some pretty surprising things along the way. Like, did you ever think the Netherlands would have such a big latex fashion scene?
Seriously. Never crossed my mind.
It just shows you never know where these deep dives will take us.
That's the fun part, though, right? Always discovering new stuff.
Totally. And speaking of new stuff, I think it's worth thinking about how Sonia being in the spotlight might change the way people see latex fashion in general.
Oh, that's interesting. So not just her shaking things up in heavy metal, but maybe changing how people view latex overall?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it could happen. Latex has had this, you know, connection to certain subcultures and fetishes for a long time.
Right.
And that's kind of kept it from being more popular. But Sonya's showing it in a new light, you know, something edgy but also sophisticated.
So she's bringing it into the mainstream, but not by watering it down. She's doing it by owning those unique qualities and really pushing the limits of what people think is okay.
Exactly. And by wearing all these different designers, she's showing how creative and artistic that whole latex fashion community is. It's like she's saying latex could be high fashion, it could be elegant, it could be anything.
And that message is going out to a whole new audience through her music and her shows. You know, it's making people rethink their ideas and opening up all these possibilities for people who might never have considered latex before.
It's like she's an ambassador for latex fashion, showing a whole new generation how versatile and cool it can be.
And who knows, maybe she'll even inspire a whole new group of latex fans, you know, both in heavy metal and beyond.
That would be pretty amazing. Seeing latex become more accepted and celebrated as a fashion choice, you know, it shows you the power of expressing yourself and how one person's choices can actually change things.
Definitely. It's all about being yourself and using your voice to challenge those old ways of thinking. And as we finish up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one last thing to think about. What other materials or styles or fashion choices do you think could really shake things up and redefine those cultural norms? What bold fashion statements really get you excited?
Keep exploring, keep asking those questions, and keep expressing yourselves through your own style. Because fashion is a powerful way to say something. It can change how people see things, it can get those conversations going, and it can inspire real change. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next trendsetter pushing those boundaries and redefining what fashion can be. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.